It's a beautiful day. Today we will be exploring another aspect of kindness with the story The Lonely Blob by Bailey L.
My name is Bailey. I am 10 years old and I live in Amity. The name of my story is The Lonely Blobfish. In the depths of the Pacific Ocean lay a blobfish named Bartholomew. In some ways, Bartholomew was like all of the other blobfish. His body was shaped like a scoop of melting ice cream, and his skin was a pink with a shiny glare. In the middle of Bartholomew's face, he had a long, fat nose that hung over his undeniable frown. His eyes were like two black jelly beans, one on each side of his nose. But there was one way that Bartholomew was different. Due to being farsighted, Bartholomew had to wear glasses. Even though nobody else liked his glasses, he loved them. He looked just like his mom. Bartholomew had no friends and was lonely. None of the other blobfish liked him because he wore glasses and didn't look like the rest of them. They all thought that he looked weirdly strange. One day, Bartholomew was taking a stroll in the park by himself. As he looked at the other blobfish playing, he wished that even just one blobfish would like him for him. The next time he was at the park, he hid in the middle of some seaweed watching Bertha, a beautiful blobfish that he has had a crush on since first grade. She was playing ball with another blobfish. As he quietly hid, he thought, "Oh, how I wish I could talk to her." Suddenly, the ball rushed into the seaweed. Bartholomew looked down and saw the ball Bertha was playing with sitting right in front of him. Slowly, Bertha approached the seaweed. Bartholomew began to twitch with nervousness and excitement. Bertha reached for the ball, but accidentally touched Bartholomew's fin instead. Bertha screams and pulls Bartholomew out of the seaweed. As he gets yanked out of the seaweed, his glasses fall off. Bartholomew couldn't see a thing. He began to frantically search for his glasses. He couldn't find them anywhere. Soon, he heard a sweet, kind voice say, "Hi, it's Bartholomew, right?" Bartholomew looked up and said, "Yes, that's me," surprised that she talked to him and didn't start laughing. Bertha picked up his glasses and put them on Bartholomew's face and said, "Is that better?" He said, "Yes, thank you." Bertha asked, "Why were you hiding in the seaweed?" Bartholomew answered, "I didn't know if you would like me because I am different." Bertha said, "Why wouldn't I like you just because you're different? You never talked to me before. Didn't you see me at school the past few years?" Bartholomew asked. "No, I didn't. I'm really sorry," Bertha answered. By this time, the other blobfish were floating all around the two of them. They started laughing at Bartholomew and said, "Come on, Bertha." Bartholomew ran home. The next day, Bertha went to every house in the village in search of Bartholomew. At the last house she found, the door opened and there was an older mom blobfish wearing glasses just like Bartholomew's. She knew that she had finally found the right house. She asked, "Is Bartholomew home?" Bartholomew's mother excitedly replies, "Why, yes, he is." She yelled for Bartholomew to come down. Bertha and Bartholomew became friends forever. Bertha learned an important lesson. She realized that you shouldn't judge someone by the way they look. Take time and get to know them.
I'm a lonely blobfish. My name's Bartholomew. I swim in the ocean all alone. I wear glasses. My mom wears glasses too. That is why I look just like my mom. All the other blobfish, they make fun of me just because they think that I look weird. I have to wear my glasses. Without them, I can't see. Sometimes I wish that I could disappear. Then one day I was hiding in the seaweed. A lovely blobfish was next to me. Her name was Bertha. Oh, I had such a crush. If a blobfish blushes, then I begin to blush. She said, "Are you hiding?" She sounded oh so sweet. And then my glasses fell off of my nose. She quickly picked them up and gave them back to me. She swam away. How sad. There she goes. The very next day, Bertha swam up to my house. She asked if she could hang out just with me. She wanted to know what I was all about. She wanted to swim with me in the sea. Now I have a best friend. She goes to my school. I'm no longer lonely, don't you see? She even likes my glasses, she thinks that they are cool. Bertha likes me just because I'm me. Oh, she's so sweet.
Let's play a game. Fill in the blank with your own creative word to help complete the story.
Deep in the Pacific Ocean, far away from any land, there is an entire city of mermaids. The mermaids have houses made of... They swim with schools of fish and play tag with all of the starfish. Every single mermaid is given an oyster when they're born. Inside each oyster, there is a pearl that determines what kind of job each mermaid will have in the community. Pearls that are a color mean that they will be a teacher. Pearls that are a color means that they will work at the bank. And pearls with the color means that they will be a builder. The list goes on. But the important thing to understand is that mermaids always have to follow what their pearls tell them. Everyone followed this rule up until when a young mermaid named Aqua received her oyster. Aqua was only 15 years old. She had gotten a pearl with the color and decided that it wasn't the job she wanted to do. She had always dreamt of becoming a doctor. She told her best friend named how she was feeling about the pearl she received. Her friend gasped and swam away when Aqua confided in her. Aqua then tried to tell her parents, but they said she was being crazy. Aqua decided to go to her room and do some research. She picked up her cell phone and made a call. After a few rings, someone picked up and said, "Hello, this is the hospital at..." "And this is..." "Speaking. How may I help you?" Aqua told them that she wanted to know what it was like to be a doctor. Aqua also expressed how she really wanted to meet a doctor. The nice man on the phone said that he would set up a meeting for Aqua to talk to Dr. Sponge. He said that they would meet at the following day. Aqua was so excited. She could barely wait for her meeting with Dr. Sponge. Aqua went to sleep right after she hung up her cell phone. She woke up and swam as fast as she could to meet Dr. Sponge. When she arrived, Aqua spotted Dr. Sponge drinking a... and she sat down next to her. "Hello, dear," said Dr. Sponge. Aqua greeted Dr. Sponge and quickly jumped into her long list of questions. One of her questions was... Dr. Sponge was a very sweet doctor who wore a coat made out of... Dr. Sponge was patient and answered all of Aqua's questions. She even agreed to take Aqua back to the hospital so that she could meet her team. When they got back to the hospital, everyone was very welcoming to Aqua and even offered to take her to the... However, the team of doctors changed their tone when Aqua mentioned that she didn't receive a doctor-colored pearl. Everyone laughed at Aqua and walked away to go back to their work. Aqua was filled with sadness and struggled to hold back her tears. Dr. Sponge immediately called the team back together. Now, there is no need for behavior like this," she said. "Aqua wants to help people, and just because her pearl isn't the same color as ours does not mean that she can't do it. We are going to accept her, and we are going to help her be the best doctor the sea has ever seen." Everyone turned back to Aqua and nodded their heads. The team even went to the closet and got her a matching, and Aqua was so happy they finally accepted her. She felt as though she could burst with excitement. From that moment on, everyone at the hospital taught Aqua what she needed to know to be the best doctor she could. Aqua had never been more excited for the future. Aqua even made plans to go to learn more. No matter what happened, Aqua would hold her pearl to her chest every single night and be thankful for what she was given, even though it wasn't the color she wanted. The people she cared about accepted her for who she was, and that was what mattered.